This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have in this country a strategic petroleum reserve, which you've probably heard about a couple of times. There's also a strategic grain reserve, a national raisin reserve, too, in point of fact. Also, a national helium reserve. And it's that last one we're going to talk about today because Congress has been asking some questions following a not-so-good audit not too long ago. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is on that story.
Okay, let's just get this over with. Yes, helium is used in balloons, and if you inhale it, you sound like this.
Hi, any special promotions?
That's from a YouTube video of teenagers sucking helium at a fast food drive-thru. But there are so many other uses for helium that might just be a bit more important.
Computer chips and fiber optics are some big uses now. MRIs is a big use.
That's Tim Spezak, a senior advisor at the Bureau of Land Management, which runs our federal helium reserve. The reserve was first dreamed up about 100 years ago for the military. Today, Spezak says, private industry uses about half our helium to cool the magnets in MRIs and purify silicon.
It is crucial because we have no alternative.
That's Moses Chan, a professor of physics at Penn State who uses helium in his lab. He says 20 years ago, he paid $2 for a liter of helium. Today's price, $8. Martha Morton is at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. I'll let her tell you what she does.
I am an NMR spectroscopist.
Yeah, basically she works with huge magnets and uses helium to cool them. Morton says helium production isn't keeping up with demand, and ideally,
I would like to see at least some helium reserve just to balance out price spikes.
But Congress has told the Bureau of Land Management to get out of the helium business by 2021, selling what's left in the reserve. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.